The final leg in the Triple Crown is tomorrow, and the focus will be on one horse who's not there. Derby winner Barbaro is out after shattering his right hind leg. That injury has brought lots of attention to synthetic racetracks that strain horses less. Steve Inskeep found someone to explain what they're all about.
Turfway Park in Florence, Kentucky has had a synthetic course in place for nearly a year, and we've called Bob Elliston, who is Turfway's track president. Mr. Elliston, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
And I understand you're actually standing down on the racetrack right now. What's it feel like?
Very soft, very cushiony. You get a firmness when you hit it, but it's almost like it's shock absorbing on my knees.
Is this stuff really safer than dirt?
Well, we've only had it for about a year. The number of catastrophic injuries to horses running on our surface has gone from 24 to 3.
Would you go so far as to say that Barbaro might not have been injured had that race been run on a synthetic surface?
No, I wouldn't go so far as to absolutely guarantee that. And the reason is things happen in the course of a race when you have 20 horses in the case of the Derby. They're running very fast, and they're running in tight quarters, and a bump here or a bump there could still cause a misstep. What I would say is the potential to be injured will be dramatically reduced for horses running on a polytrack surface versus a conventional surface.
Now, as I understand it, your track is owned by a company that is also the U.S. distributor for this synthetic stuff. Are you trying to market it around?
Well, we're not, but we're certainly their best marketing tool right now. Actually, that's owned. We are owned 50% by Keeneland Association and 50% by Harrah's Entertainment. And Keeneland is that distributor for North America. And while we're the first, I'm pretty certain we're not going to be the last.
Now, I do have to ask, though, on that first day when you run that first race and the synthetic stuff is down there instead of dirt or turf of some kind, doesn't it feel a little weird?
It probably had to be something a little like the first time they ran a football game on AstroTurf. I think they found out over time, though, that didn't really do much about the injury issue. It just made sure they had not a sloppy surface.
Didn't pro football eventually decide that AstroTurf was actually more likely to cause injuries than natural turf, and some fields have gone back the other way?
Exactly, and that's why this experiment and the future of this sport has to be tied so much to the safety of the animal. It can't be just about it's cheaper to maintain, we save money because we race more days because we don't have to cancel our racing because the track turns up sloppy. It has to be the benefit of the animal. And that's the big difference between this and, I think, the synthetic surface experiment in the NFL.
Why do you think that artificial turf has proven to be less safe in football, but your initial indications are that it might be more safe for horses?
Well, I'm not an engineer, so I don't know all the details about AstroTurf, but last I checked, it was just a thin piece of carpet on top of concrete. What we've got is 7 inches of material that have an effect of reducing the shock that comes back through the horse's knees and ankles. We even hear from jockeys, Hall of Fame jockey and movie star Gary Stevens, who was in Seabiscuit, rode on our surface last September. After the races, he was in my office and said, you know, Bob, after 5 races on a conventional surface, I'd be in aches and pains taking ibuprofen. I feel great right now.
Hmm. Bob Elliston is standing on the track, the artificial turf at Turfway Park in Florence, Kentucky. Thanks very much.
All right, Steve. Great talking with you.